PlayStation.
Here we go. Record.
No,
action.
I literally have been sitting for so long that I thought I had like a DVT.
Oh my god. Deep vein thrombosis.
I had a quaking in my thigh. I was like, this is it. This is how you go, you fat ass. You've just been laying for so long, bitch, that you got a DVT. And during Corona time, you're going to die. That's what I thought.
You know that I really, like, can't stand any sort of anything that's talking about veins or clogged arteries.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I hate it. So, on that note, welcome to Holistic.
We're losing it. It's quarantine day 30? I don't fucking know. I don't know. It's been a solid month.
Well, we were on day 21 of yoga today, and we started it like 10 days after I was quarantined. So I don't know.
It's been a month, and we're okay, kind of.
I'm getting a little bit loopy. Like, Annie will say sentences to me that are normal, and I'm like, what? Because my brain's melting.
Okay. No, I'm doing that too. Like, all day, every day, Andrew and I are like, blah, blah, what? What?
What is happening?
Carol Baskin who? We're all starting to lose it a little
Carol
bit.
Carol Baskins.
Well, if you don't know, this is Holistish, our holistic health podcast where we talk about whatever we want related to holistic health and wellness, but we always have a healthy dose of skepticism. I'm Sierra.
I'm Jenna, and I'm skeptical.
Just in general.
And my brain is melting from quarantine times. So
yeah,
if your brain is having issues like mine is, only more than normal, maybe try something peaceful and quiet.
You're walking down a path. The path diverges into two separate paths. Which road should you take? You take a knee gently. You feel the sand beneath your knee. Can you guess what we're talking about today? It's meditation! Yay!
MEDITATION. Meditation. Did I spell it right? I don't know.
I think so. Who knows? This week, well, I guess last week, we challenged ourselves to attempt to meditate every single day, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about meditation in general, and, like, the benefits, and how we meditate. I just want to put something out there. I did kind of some research, and I did 1 week of meditation, and I still don't really know what meditation is. Do you kind of feel the same way?
Absolutely 100%.
I guess throughout this whole journey, I've realized, like, there's, like, some basic principles of meditation, but meditation, like anything in life, can be whatever the hell you want it to be. So, there's that.
Yeah, come at me.
Come at me. We can do what we want. Okay, so, to get started, we'll drop a link in our podcast episode description and in our Instagram about a really good New York Times article about how to meditate. But first, we wanted to talk about a few types of meditation and just like some meditation 101 techniques. This is from an article by Guillaume. So let me read some information to you.
Oh, is that how you say that?
I don't know. Guillaume?
I always said Guillaume.
It's probably Guillaume. Yeah.
Because it sounds more yoga-y.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, so meditation is just an approach to training your mind, kind of similar to fitness is training your body. That's what this article kind of analogizes. Is that a word? I don't know. So in the Buddhist tradition, the word meditation is equivalent to a word like sports in the United States. So it's like kind of a plethora of activities, not a single thing. So maybe that's why we find it so difficult to kind of conceptualize. So a lot of people say that different types of meditation practices require different mental skills. So it's pretty difficult for a beginner to, you know, like sit for hours and think of nothing or to have, you know, the quote unquote empty mind. So there's like different tools that you can use to kind of get yourself there. So we're going to first kind of talk about two main types of meditation. So the first is concentration meditation. So concentration meditation is just when you focus on a single point. So this could be, you know, following your breath, repeating a mantra, staring at something. This article suggests a candle flame. Maybe you're listening to a repetitive noise. Maybe you're counting items, just focusing on one specific task. Since focusing the mind is such a challenge, a beginner might meditate only for a few minutes and then you kind of work up to longer sessions. So in the form of concentration meditation, you are just refocusing your awareness on whatever chosen activity or object. And when you notice your mind wandering, rather than pushing the random thoughts, you just kind of let them go. And through this process, you're kind of able to concentrate, and that will improve over time. Okay, and now we're going to talk about mindfulness meditation, which is, I think, what we kind of did mostly.
Yes, exactly, yeah. What we did.
So mindfulness meditation is when you, the person, are observing things and kind of like drifting through time and space, it seems like. So the intention is not to like get involved with passing thoughts or judge them, but to kind of like promote awareness as these thoughts arise. So through mindfulness meditation, you can see how your thoughts and feelings tend to move in particular patterns. Over time, you can become more aware of the tendency to quickly judge these thoughts as good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant. And this practice kind of helps you recognize that and promote inner balance. And obviously there's other types of meditation techniques, but these are the main two we want to talk about today. And some of the benefits of meditation are not exactly founded in science, but we'll talk about them. So people say that it promotes lower blood pressure, which I'm sure can happen if you're really, you know, like calm and better able to handle stress. Some say it improves blood circulation. When you're sitting down and meditating, obviously you're going to have a lower heart rate, slower respiratory rate. It's going to improve anxiety. It could lower cortisol levels if you're actively, you know, relieving stress and kind of like whisking away those behaviors. And again, just promoting relaxation is the number one reason people want to meditate. And let me just give you four quick, I guess, beginning steps on how to meditate. So number one,
yes,
you have to sit or lie comfortably. Some people use a chair or a cushion, or you could even lay like on the floor of the bed. Close your eyes. Some people even recommend using like a cooling mask or like something fun like that. And make no effort to control your breath. You just want to breathe in and out naturally. And then number four, you want to focus your attention on your breath and how your body moves with each inhalation, exhalation. Notice the movement of your body. Observe. People call it doing like a body scan. So you go like head to toe, kind of observe what's happening, and try to be at peace. And if your mind wanders, just return it back to your breathing. So that's the nitty gritty, hard and fast how to meditate.
Yeah, so
woo.
We both downloaded the Headspace app, and there's a whole bunch of apps out there, but we wanted to try Headspace. Headspace is free. I mean, yes, you can buy add-ons, but there are, like, I think I, in the past, have done, like, 20 or 30 meditations for free on there.
Yeah.
And if you want to do, like, if you want to get, like, premium, they have, like, sleep meditation and all that kind of stuff. Like, if you're stressed out, situation meditation, that little package is free for 10 days, and then it's $12.99 per month if you want to get all the bells and whistles of meditation, which, you know, could be worth the investment. So the techniques in Headspace app are rooted in both the Burmese and Tibetan Buddhist traditions, remaining true to the lineage that first inspired Headspace. So it's very calm and all about the breath. So in the Headspace app, they use 8 core techniques. Some of the technique names may have been changed from the original translation to help make it more accessible. And this is what they are, the 8 techniques. Noting, visualization, resting awareness, focused attention, loving kindness, reflection, body scan, and skillful compassion.
Love it.
And so all of those core techniques have been adapted and contextualized to help guide you through the different themes in the app. There are animations in the app that have been made for each technique and help provide additional clarity. They're like these little balls.
Blob friends.
Yeah, blob friends. That's better. Yeah, cute. Little blobs. Yeah, so right now, Headspace is offering some free meditations during this coronavirus time. There's a lot of unknowns in the world right now, but one thing is certain, Headspace is here for you. This is not a paid advertisement, as much as it could be. So Headspace wants to support us all through this time of crisis, and they're offering some meditations that we can all listen to anytime. So the app is free, download it, you can listen, and they're all a part of a larger collection in the Headspace app called Weathering the Storm. This includes meditations, sleep, and movement exercises to help you out however you might be feeling that day. It's Headspace's small way of helping you find some space and kindness for yourself and those around you. So Headspace is really all about bettering yourself, bettering the world, having a calmer mind, mm-hmm. learning how to meditate, all that good stuff. So, Sierra.
Yes.
Have you ever meditated before? Or tried to?
Yes. I think yes, but not probably properly. And I guess we should say we decided to use Headspace because we had no idea what the hell we were doing. Mm-hmm. So we thought it would be like good as beginners to kind of get, you know, some type of form. But I did try Headspace maybe about a year ago at
Same.
This point, and I did it for a couple days. So I'm like kind of familiar with it. But before Headspace, I don't think I ever truly meditated before. What about you?
So I took like a weird yoga class my freshman year of college, which I thought was like a yoga class, but it was like a certification class.
Oh, yeah.
So we did do okay. meditating a little bit in there, and I got certified to teach yoga. So what?
Woohoo!
But, you know, yeah. I'm obviously not qualified. but yeah, so we did some meditation in that. And then one of my friends who was like my sweet mate loved to brew tea and listen to guided meditations on YouTube. So okay, we did that. Okay. And that's really all I've ever done. Other than trying out Headspace last year and doing about 10 or 15 of the little meditations on there, little 5-minute meditations. Yeah, but other than that, I haven't, I'm not good at it. I haven't mm-hmm. really done it.
Dare I say I've avoided meditation?
Yeah, me too. Oh my God, absolutely avoid it.
Like, what's the end of yoga? Shavasana? Where you're supposed to just sit there and reflect? I'm like, gotta go! Bye!
You know, I would go to some yoga classes in undergrad, and we would have the Shavasana part, and people would start, like, freaking out and twitching and coughing because they can't do it. Like, and that's
literally
understandable.
Me.
Like, yeah, me too. Like, it's really mm-hmm. hard to sit still and, you know, this is why people listen to podcasts, so you don't have to be alone with your thoughts. I know.
Exactly.
I understand what's happening.
Oh, yeah. 100%. what were your thoughts about meditation before doing it? I think that's something, because I thought it was, like, total bullshit. I'm not even going to lie. I was like, I'm not doing this. This is not for me, before I started.
Yeah, I feel like it's something that I didn't ever think I was going to be good at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's something that I thought wasn't for me because I felt like I wasn't spiritual enough to understand mm-hmm. it or to do it correctly. So.
Yes. I just thought, like, a true person who may have hypomania, like, the thought of just sitting there, like, made my skin crawl. And then, you know, kind of similar to what you were saying, like, it's really difficult for me to just not put any emphasis on these fleeting thoughts that come into my mind, so... You know, I kind of felt like I would be a failure if I, like, let those thoughts, like, come into my mind as I was meditating. But then after, like, doing some more research, I realized, like, duh, that's a point of meditation. Like, you kind of let these thoughts in for a second, and then you
right.
figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we, because I did not attempt to meditate, like, by myself. Like, I use Headspace first. So should we talk about our journey with Headspace?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, yeah, we both did it for a week. I picked the 5-minute option. Which one did you pick?
Yeah, I did
5 minutes. Okay, there's like a 3, 5, and 10-minute option mm-hmm. for each little meditation. I picked five because I was like, I can't do it. I should have picked three because I was squirming.
30 seconds.
Yeah, I was like, okay, all right, I'm done. yeah, so it starts off with like this Australian person, and you can pick if you want it to be a boy or a girl. And so, but I really just think it's the guy, and they tuned his voice up to a woman. I really think that's what
conspiracies.
Happened.
Yeah. Which one do you like better? We have to talk about this.
We started with the guy, and I like the woman better, except for the fact that I thought that it was just the guy with his voice tuned up.
I kind of like the guy better. But well, we can continue.
Oh, well, I hate men, so.
Just kidding. Oh my god.
JK, JK. No. Yeah, I liked the woman. I don't mind either one. I don't like the accent. That's the truth.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's be honest. The accent's kind of weird.
I didn't like how he said he always was saying and put the hands in the lap. Or on the legs. And I was like, yeah. Ehh.
It's like you can hear like,
and put the lotion on the skin.
Yes. But I don't think there was like too much to get involved with starting the app. Like you kind of just sign up and pick which
and go,
one you want to
yeah.
do and go for it. Yeah. No it, bullshit.
It's like they start you off with basics, I think. And
yeah,
so you
the
just,
beginners or
and
something.
And so you're
yeah.
like, here you go, basics one. And then it's like, come back tomorrow. And so it's super easy. They're like the guys or the woman or the guy's voice
the
tuned
bot.
Up. The bot. It's a bot. The bot's like, okay, like go ahead and breathe and then mm-hmm. soften your gaze and all that yoga jumbo. You just kind of lay there and breathe and he gets quiet for a while and you think, oh, did the tape stop? and then it's over.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just like breathing. And trying to build some self-awareness in the 5 minutes that you give to yourself that day. But, ooh, is it squirmy.
Well, I have something interesting to tell you. So.
I'm ready.
Day one, I was mm-hmm. highly skeptical. It was, like, kind of late. It was, like, 9 p.m. or something like that. So I laid on my bed with my headphones on. I was listening to day one. And I was, like, getting really relaxed. And then the next thing I remember is Andrew came in. And he was like, hello, are you okay? I fell asleep.
Oh, that's
Isn't
good.
Isn't that crazy? So I guess it
That's
worked.
Really good.
I just remember, yeah. like, the first day, it's, like, very, if I remember correctly, it's, like, very large pockets of silence.
Yes.
So I straight up got so relaxed that I fell asleep. So I really showed myself. Mm-hmm. But that was my day one. And then I felt like day 2 through 7, it was just like a part of my routine at that point. And yeah, it wasn't, again, like we only did 5 minutes. So it's not like it was something super, super difficult to incorporate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it, how did it make you feel? How did you feel before a session and after a session, because I think that's important to talk about.
So I'm going to be really, really honest mm-hmm. with you. I don't like it.
Okay. Why?
I didn't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Headspace in general or meditation
no,
as a whole?
Like meditating. And I knew that I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because so I really like doing yoga and like moving my body mm-hmm. and breathing like that and focusing on breath, like in movement. Mm-hmm. But just laying there, I get, oh man, every single day I was twitchy, I was uncomfortable, I was waiting for it to be over, I didn't want to do it, it was just, I just didn't like it.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And I kind of thought that was going to happen.
Okay, that's how I thought I would be, but I don't know, I think it did something for me. Like,
well, that's good.
I guess we should kind of talk about, so, like, each day, you kind of, like, are taken on a journey with what they're talking about. Like, you know, they will tell you to, like, breathe and, like, let go of your thoughts. But it'll, like, it's, like, guided meditation. So it'll give you, like, points to focus on and that type of thing. And I think I'm a really visual person. So it was pretty, like, easy for me to picture what they were saying. And I'm someone who holds, like, a lot of tension in my shoulders. And I felt like with every breath, my tension was released. So I don't know. I thought I would hate it, but.
Yeah, well, okay, but that's the thing. I already do that with yoga every day.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess the extra thing, I was just like, ah!
Yeah, so I guess our thoughts on meditation in general, because I have some, like, general thoughts. Is this something that you would ever, like, do again or continue?
Yeah, I think that it's something that I just have to get over myself about, because I think that I just need to stick with it And I have to get rid of the notion that I'm not doing it right, because I don't think that exists.
Yeah.
And I think that's my problem,
is that
I'm like, well, I don't know how to do this correctly, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would try it
so,
again.
So, I think for me, this is what I think personally. So, is meditation something I'm going to continue to do every day? No, because if anything, I've learned that meditation is something to, like, keep in my toolbox, like, when I'm really stressed or have anxiety or have difficulty sleeping, because I think you can even find, like the body scan thing or receptive relaxation clips on YouTube, and I think that is something that's really important to, like, pull out of your pocket when you're having issues, you know, but I think if I did it every day, it would kind of, like, lose its effect, if that makes sense. Like, I think it's important to instill mindfulness, but I don't think, like, doing a guided meditation every day is necessary, you know?
No, and it's to each his own, really. It's really what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to say that, like, if you don't like meditating, then that's fine. If you don't want to do it, don't do it, you know? Like, if you're not in the mental space to be able to do that or to want to do it or anything like that, like, it's no big deal. Like, you shouldn't shame yourself. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to do it, you know?
That's what I think too. I think we should think about all these, I guess, mental exercises, like normal exercise. Like, for example, if you absolutely hate running, like, why would you continue to run? Like, go on the elliptical, like, go on the Stairmaster. So if you try it out and it's not for you, I don't think it's, like, anything negative. Again, it's just something, like, for me personally, the way I see it, is to have in your toolbox, like, if you would like to use it.
Right.
And I feel like it's so difficult for us to describe, like, what headspace is or, like, what meditation is, because it's so, like, different for everyone. And I just think everyone should, like, try out a clip on YouTube or even Headspace for themselves to see, like, you know, if they like it or what aspects they like about meditation. Because I don't think I wouldn't trust myself just to, like, sit and, like, focus on something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Let's see. Did you see any improvement in your mental health at all by the end of this week?
Well, no, and that's because we are literally quarantined.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, and that makes it difficult too.
So it's a botched experiment.
I know.
I just have cabin fever. It's been raining and snowing and there's tornadoes. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So exactly. I have been a little cooped up, but I think that my mental health, I've been having the time to take care of my mental health more than ever these days, which is great. So,
yeah.
But I don't think my meditation necessarily contributed to that at all.
I don't know. I think it contributed to my sleep.
Ooh, that's nice.
But, like, again, I think it's something that I wouldn't want to do every day, that I would only save for, like, you know, a really stressful time. But, I mean, if you meditate, like, every day, like, let us know.
Yeah,
you know?
We want to know about it. Also, you know what's really helping me in this time of quarantine, COVID-19?
Baked goods.
Yes, baked goods and my weighted blanket. Oh, my
God. Yes.
I love it.
I think if anything, like, through this podcast, we've discovered all these items and practices that can, like, help us out in general. So it's like, if we had done meditation earlier, maybe I would have felt it more, but I think it's just kind of an extension of things we've already talked about. Like, you know, yoga and staying active, weighted blankets, you know.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. So we want to hear from you guys. Email us at holisticpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know about your meditation experience. And please, if you want to know about some product or something, let us know what you want us to talk about or try. And if it's not too weird, we'll do it.
Yes.
Coffee enemas are not going to happen.
Whipped coffee
enemas. Oh, whipped coffee Maybe. Enema.
Maybe.
I made that the other day.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
I got to make it. Meditation, we're 50-50. It could be positive.
Yeah, take it or leave it.
Yeah, take it or leave it.
If you need to like step your toes into meditation, try some yoga with Adrienne. She has like little tiny micro meditations all throughout all of her practices that can help you like work your way up to being silent for more than 30 seconds.
I know. I think that's good too, because I've been living off of yoga with Adrienne and Blog Pilates during this whole time. So thank you to them.
Thank Amazing. You.
Yes.
Namaste.
Yes. And we will talk to you next time.
Yes, honor yourself today by making a nice homemade something and eating it and smiling and saying, I did this for me.
Yes, 100%.
And maybe stick your face outside and breathe in some fresh air.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be a long one. We're here for you, everybody.
Yep.
We're going to make it through this together.
Yep. We're not going to sing Imagine for you.
No, we're not doing that. No!
We will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye!
Bye!